talk to you a little bit about kind of versatility. You played safety, you re-signed, started out as safety, and to help the team, you moved to nickel. So kind of going forward, especially this year, like if you have to do that safety nickel thing again, you know, where can you take some strides forward? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, how can you improve as a player in both those positions?
With me playing a position, both of the positions, I got like a year under my belt playing both positions. So I think I can take strides at getting better at both positions. So either or, if they want me to play corner, safety, or nickel, at either or, I just feel like I can get better and progress at either or every year.
You know, I talked to you guys that have played nickel here, and you guys all mentioned like it is like hard because of the two-way go you've got. I'm curious, but you were able to slide right in and do it. Did playing safety really, like, I guess the first couple months, right, through preseason, did that help you at all? Like, really understand the concepts teams are going to throw at you as a nickel corner? Or did you already know?
I kind of, by me playing safety, it kind of helped me out with knowing the defense a little bit. So I kind of knew where my help at. So that kind of helped me out a lot within moving, changing, going to that nickel position. And I was just blessed to be able to be versatile and play any position that the coaches asked me to do.
What are you guys going to miss without Hussein and
Tyvon
Branch?
We're going to miss two good guys, man. They were two good guys, and they did a great job of coming in and helping the organization. And I'm happy for them boys and in their career and situation that they made.
Did you talk to Hussein, and what are your thoughts about the reasons for his retirement?
I didn't really talk much to him, but I feel that he got to make a family decision or his life, whatever he got going on, that's his business. And I'm glad for him and happy for him that for whatever decision he made. And just blessed to be able to play with somebody like Hussein.
What's your mood coming back today?
I'm in a great mood, man. I'm just glad to see everybody and just ready to get this thing started.
Would you rather have one position that you focus on and can try to perfect, or do you kind of like being a jack of all trades?
At this point in time, it really doesn't matter to me. I kind of like being a jack of all trades because a lot of guys are not able to do that. So I feel kind of special just to be able to move around and do different things.
Is there something that allows you to kind of be that flexible? Or, I mean, is there something about the way you play or your skill set or your...
Like I say, I just was blessed with versatility, man. God gave me the talent to be able to run and catch and move around. And I got good size. So with all that being said, I kind of can fit it anywhere.
Hey, Ron, just curious, toward the end of last year in practice, I guess over the last 3 months, did you practice any at outside cornerback?
Nah, I kind of didn't get no work.
It was always inside.
It was always inside, yeah.
Ron, you mentioned earlier here, you mentioned Tyvon Branch and Hussein Abdullah, but what is it about this scheme? I mean, over the past couple of years, you've had Quentin Demps, Kirk Coleman, Branch, Hussein Abdullah. I mean, what is it about the scheme where guys can just come in here and be solid contributors?
I think it's a good scheme, man, and I think Bob Sutton and the defensive coaches on the staff, they do a great job of teaching the players what to do and how they like their position being played. So with that being said, the coaches do a great job of just getting us ready, man, and just having us ready for anything.
Have you had an opportunity to talk to Jimmy Wilson and Stevie Brown today?
Oh, yeah, I talked to them guys. I talked to them earlier today. They're two good guys, and they kind of like I was when I first came in. My situation was almost the same, just like them, so I just try to be a good guy and just lead by example for them guys.
In retrospect, what did you guys learn from the New England loss?
We just learned that we can't start off flat-footed, man. We just got to go out there and play a complete game. And just that's about that.